Now that Governor Andrew Cuomo is taking steps to move ahead with the legalization of medical marijuana in New York State, there are some who are urging caution. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, concern comes from experts who deal with drug addiction every day.
Liz Berry's worked in the field of chemical dependency treatment for 30 years. The Krauss Hospital addiction specialist says almost all of the patients she sees started on a road to drug abuse using marijuana and alcohol. And she believes legalizing medical marijuana may simply be sending a wrong message to young people.
I can't tell you how many kids I've had in my office who say to me, well, I use it every day and it's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. They're likening it to drinking water. And it's not. There are side effects to it, and Governor Cuomo's statement, just like it did in every other state, just increases this perception among kids that they can use it like they eat gummy bears, you know, and nothing bad is going to happen.
Berry says what gets lost in much of the debate over legalizing marijuana is the fact that there are side effects. She says there's evidence it can lower IQs and can make symptoms of mental illness worse. One of the problems is that because it's an herb, it hasn't been researched the same way a man-made drug is, so many of these side effects are anecdotal. Ultimately, she'd like people to look at the whole picture of a drug that a majority of Americans now say should be legalized. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.